house, no church, no doctrine, no organization, just you and Jesus. Welcome to my world. That's what he says. That, when you draw close to God like that, you are in a place just so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Joanne, if you would bring us into church on this, the first Sunday in October. So, can you say that this morning? Anxiety of the heart causes depression. Anxiety of the... What causes depression? Anxiety of the heart. Worry, fear, doubt causes depression. Amen? When you can say what that song said, it is well with my soul, depression has to leave. Amen? Worry has to leave. Amen? Saying, I got problems. I do. But God is in control. My soul is going to be at peace. And then my body starts to heal. Amen? What a beautiful song for this morning. That's your God, by the way. That's your God. Give Him praise. Always praise Him. I want you to be the praisiest church. Show these folks in Texas, here in Connecticut, we can praise God. Hallelujah. Praise releases faith. Amen. It just does. Makes you feel different, right, Miss Pat? It's the key to everything. Mr. Fred, got a word for you today, too, brother. God bless you. Fred got a haircut. Good job. Yeah. You notice that? Let's stand up and pray together this morning, brothers and sisters. The way Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen. How will he lead you? So I read it wrong. So I had it, the kingdom and the glory and the power. And does it matter? we're all talking about. Sometimes we get caught up in that. I remember one time seeing on TV, I never saw Sinatra live, but I saw him live on television in one of the shows, and he was singing New York, New York. And it was fascinating to see him. And everybody in the entire Madison Square Garden going back and forth singing with Sinatra. And don't you know he sang the wrong words? And it looked like a train wreck out there, people bumping into everybody. But they didn't care because he was singing New York, New York. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer, and how you say it is between you and him in your heart. Amen. Jesus gave us that blueprint to follow. Hallelujah. But we got words to read now. Let's read together. Reading Father's Word this morning. Psalm 23. Unison reading. I guess Marilyn said we need to read it all together. Are we ready? Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For how long? Hallelujah. Nobody's taking that away from you, amen? There's no stipulation there, amen? If the Lord is your shepherd, that's it. Amen? God says so. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, everybody reads that. God answered my prayers. Father, I finally got a job. Thanks be to God. Yeah, but I don't like the hours. The boss is grumpy. It's too far away. My lunch break is too short, and I have to get up too early, and the coffee's lousy. Bless us, Lord, and allow us to complain after you do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We had an absolutely blessed weekend. We went and played out in New Paltz at this beautiful resort called Mohonk Mountain. And it was just a beautiful drive, a beautiful place. The scenery is out there is great. And God got us there and got us home, amen, and safe. And we thank him for that. I want to thank Deacon Jim, who drove Greg all the way out there and drove him all the way back home. And Greg slept all the way home, did he not? No, he didn't. We had a deer right by. We had a deer so close she could have reached out and grabbed him by the antlers. He was just standing there. God is good, amen. By the word of your testimony, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about and continue what we were talking about last week. So let's pray together this morning. Let's just pray. Lord, we know the problems in the world. We see them. Lord, we're not blind to the troubles, but Lord, we just know that if we have more of you in this world, if more people talked about you, if more people shared your word, if more people gave people hope and a dream to follow, we know that that simple thing would change their lives forever. If we found somebody needing and we gave them you, they would need no more, Lord. They would have that hope that maybe it could happen with me too. The word of your testimony changes that. That's simply what we need, more of God. We can argue all the things and all the troubles and how to fix them and the things we should do, but simply we should just bring more of God. This God, the God of our Bible. We love him and we serve him, but we love him and serve him because he's proven his word to us over and over and over again. We see it in our lives every day. Sure, we have troubles. We walk through that valley. We have tribulations, but God's carried us through so much that he's not going to leave us now. He has brought us to this day to just say, okay, you guys are good. I'll see you tomorrow. No, he's got more. He's got more for us. He's got more for those who have no dream. The darkness in the world is from people without a dream, without a vision for life, for peace, for hope. But our God, the God of the Bible, is the one that brings that. So Lord, I simply ask that those in authority find you in ways that they haven't found you before. that those in authority start to proclaim who we are as a people to God, why we trust you so much, why we just love you so much. We love you because we want to, not because we have to. We don't love you out of fear, we love you out of just devotion, because you're that kind of God. We just need more of you, Lord, in our lives, in our families, and let it just rain out on others. Let it just pour out. As people see our light, they will come to that light by our testimonies, by our love for you, and our joy and our peace. That's what the world needs, Lord, you. Our testimonies that the world will find it, Lord. One at a time. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Take off your shoes, have a good, just relax, sit back, and you're in church, you're not tied up, and you're not bound, just enjoy yourself, amen, sit back, and let's receive the word today, hallelujah. We're going to continue from where we were last week. Like a roaring lion, remember we said, like a roaring lion, the devil walks around, Satan walks around like a roaring lion. Brother Fred told me afterwards that a lion actually is stealth when he's attacking him, he's quiet. See? So what does it exactly mean? Well, first of all, don't put any emphasis on Satan, or he's a loser. Say that with me. He's a loser. He already lost. The roaring lion is the voice in your head. You may ask, what do you mean, Pastor? You may ask, what do you mean, Pastor? Thank you for asking. Just said to me. The roaring lion, he's a bully, but the roaring lion, see, doubt, fear, worry, stress, anger, anybody have any of those at all ever in your life? That is the roaring lion. That is Satan roaring like a lion in your head. See, he can't do anything without you. He can't do it without you. When you start to say, I can't, I won't, I don't, all the things that you doubt, and just, he says, okay, that's my door, I'm coming in. And he comes in because he's listening. Like Fred said, see, he's stealthy. He's like a lion, and he's stealthy. See, so he's listening for you. And the second he hears something, he gets in there, and your brain becomes like a roaring lion. It gets in the way of everything you want to do, amen? You start, whatever reports you get, whatever your dream is, you lose that dream because you just don't think it's attainable, the vision, your future, your family, amen? It's that roar in your head. Remember, he said, my thoughts are not... Hallelujah, you're listening. Hallelujah. All the tools of the enemy. Hallelujah. We must remember not to stop at the mountain. Amen. We talked about this last week. We're going to keep going now. Not to stop at the dream. Not to stop at the problem. Not to stop and listen to anybody else's doubt, to somebody else's lack of faith. Now I'm going to read this again. 2 Kings 4:29. Elisha tells Gehazi. Listen to what he tells him. He's going to send him on an absolute mission. I'm going to read it, Mikey, so you, I mean, unless you want to look it up. 2 Kings 4 and 29. He tells him, he's got a mission for Gehazi. Whatever your dream is, that's your mission, amen? Whatever you desire, that's your mission. Whether it be a job, whatever it is that you got, that's your dream. And he's telling Gehazi, get yourself ready. Three words. What does he say? So the first thing you've got to do is get strong in the Word. Amen. He's saying get strong in the faith now. Get yourself ready. It's coming. You got to be ready. You got to have your tools ready. Amen. You got a job to do. You got to be ready. He said get yourself ready. So we're all ready. And he says if you meet anyone, do not greet him. What does he say? Do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him. Why does he say that? We talked about it last week. Because when your dream, you got a dream, David. You got a dream that you're going to retire and you're going to do something. You're going to meet somebody and say, that'll never work, Dave. I don't think that's a good idea. And then you leave there thinking, oh, man, I thought I had a good idea for a minute, but I let somebody get in my way, see? I stopped. I stopped on that. So you go, it just ain't going to happen. No, you're not going to get better, or you can't find a job, or whatever it is your dream, amen? Not what I'm telling you, but you're talking to God now, amen? He's telling you, Barsha, don't stop. Said it's not going to be easy, but I'm going to be right there with you. Don't stop. He told Gehazi, if anybody greets you, don't even answer them, because what I'm sending you on is so amazing, so absolutely unbelievable, that the first person you meet and start talking about it, they're going to start taking your faith, and you're not going to go with the strength of the Lord. Amen. That's what it's all about, you and God. Hallelujah. Whatever your battle, whatever your prayer, never stop to allow a voice of doubt or worry to enter your heart. Amen. Are you with me? God gives you dreams and He gives you visions. He gives them to you, Pat. You have a dream. You have a vision. He gave it to you. Somebody else doesn't have that dream. So you start telling what God wants you to do and I never heard anything like that. Amen. But doubt, that's how it comes in. See, that's how he stealthily gets it. All of a sudden, you don't think it's possible. George, you don't think it's possible. Somebody else said that. That's crazy. You can't do that. You see, like a roaring lion, he's kind of clever. He's going to be stealth. And you are the ones that we open the door. Y'all, anybody here ever open the door? Anybody ever here say, I can't do that? It can't happen. Have you ever told anybody it's impossible? Well, that won't happen. There's nothing they can do about it. Has anybody ever said there's nothing you can do about it? Well, then you've opened a door, and now in your head is the roaring lion saying, well, no matter what anybody else says. You say, well, there's nothing they can do about it because that's what they said. Is it what God said? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You guys are good today. Let me tell you, spiritual victory. How many want healing? I'm telling you, raise your hand. Tell them that you want healing. Spiritual victory leads to health, success, and prosperity. Remember what it says in the Bible? Pastor Larry, am I supposed to prosper? The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night and do according to the word inside. And then you shall have, you ready? Good success. And then you shall prosper. So if somebody tells you as a Christian you're supposed to be poor, you say, what are you talking about? My Father's got every riches in heaven and everything in heaven I ever need. Why would I want to be poor? My God said He's going to bless me. Amen? That's what my God says. That's what your God says. Amen? That's why you go to church, to hear this. Amen? To get fired up, to leave here. I always pray each week that when you walk out that door, you're stronger in the Lord than when you walked in. And no matter how strong you are, how smarter you are than me, how much you know more about the Bible, I just pray that whatever we read in here, because it ain't me, it's the Bible, amen, saying, when you leave here, I want you stronger, Miss Karen. I want you thinking, boy, there is something I can do. Hallelujah. Take care of our puppy. Hallelujah. Now, Satan is defeated. I don't want to keep, I learned years ago, we don't want to talk about Satan, amen. You don't want to talk about something that doesn't matter in your life, amen. He's defeated, but I just want to tell you that he is clever, and he has help. You remember we read in Revelations that angels went with him. They sent angels out with him. They just wanted to be on his team. So he has help, and he is clever. And he can, are you ready for this? This is a big word. One word's going to change. He can make things appear to be impossible, Sue. He can make things, David, appear to be impossible. Amen? And the second he gets you to think that way, there comes the lion again. He can stretch your faith, and I know that you don't have to raise it. I know everybody. He can stretch your faith to the last drop. Have you ever, there's just nothing left. But only as far as you will listen to the doubt. My faith last Groundhog Day, and I'm using this as a testimony to you. My wife and I went to see my brother, Bridgeport Hospital. He was laying in the bed at the hospital. The doctor said it's not the cancer anymore, Larry. He's got an infection in his stomach. It's all, there's no cure for that. There's nothing we can do about it. Say goodbye to your brother. They told him that. Everybody's in. When my wife and I left, and of course I was crying. We talked to my daughter. My heart was just sad, but I was happy. I said, God had given him all this extra time, and it was good. It was all right. We were ready. Amen. We just believed. But I said, you know, I finally said, but God hasn't finished speaking yet. So we're going to hang on to one little miracle. My brother's going to the Giant game next month, the Giant Stadium, with my nephew. He's going to see the Giants and the Colts play. So don't tell me that something impossible is impossible. It may be impossible with you, but ain't impossible with God. Amen? And prayer is the power. Hallelujah. So I just want to say that He can stretch you to the end of your faith. He can stretch you to where you finally get down and say, there's nothing left. But Marcia, you said something before. Praise God. I know we're on the right page, because you said to me before, you told God, when I am weakest, you are strongest. When you're going through something, you say, when I am weakest, Mary, then He, when you finally get out of His way and you've given up, so if, when you got to that end and you've given up, you have nothing left, amen? You don't even have doubt left. Are you with me? When you get, so you don't have doubt left, so there's nothing left, you say, that's it, I give up, and God says, good, my turn. That's your God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth. Mikey, have you ever read Smith Wigglesworth? I found this book, a pastor from England years ago. I just love him. He's just a common man. He said that the only book he ever felt like reading was the Bible. That was the only book worth reading. He said his son-in-law was a pastor and a brilliant man. And any book, he said his son-in-law read him, and he was so happy. He was so knowledgeable. He said, but I got time to read the Bible. And that's what I like. I like talking to Father. And when I read that, Miss Pat, that really just, that brought me to God in a different way. In the simplicity of His love. What was the word that He used? The audacity. Do you ever use it? He said, have the audacity to believe God the way, Jesus the way He says, amen. That takes a lot to have that audacity, amen. You all knew when you sat down in the pew it wasn't going to fall down, amen. But your faith, you have the audacity. And He said this, and this is for all of us. All of, there are no great victories, none, without a great battle. Without the great battle, there's no great battle. But when you get those, you see, Satan only did what he can do. He could hinder it, amen? He can hinder it with our doubt. He can hinder it and take a little time and get you to that point. And he thinks he's beat you. But then again, he's lost again, you see, because when that prayer gets answered, when my brother came home from the hospital and flunked hospice for the second time, I look to heaven and say, I can't doubt anymore. I can't let myself doubt anything anymore. Amen? Because nothing is impossible with God. Are you with me? That's your God, your vision, your dreams. Not a church, not an organization. We're talking about you and who? Nothing else. No rules and regulations. Amen? You can't buy your way into it. You can't earn your way into it except to love Him. Amen? And walk and not stop. We got to learn not to stop. Hallelujah. Whew. Your faith, Bernie, becomes a light. We talk about a light. We talk about this church being a beacon. It can only be a beacon if you're the light. Your faith becomes a light. Your faith brings others to God. Amen? They can't help but notice your faith. Brother Gary, am I telling the truth? They see it. They just, your faith is proof evident that God is on the job. Amen? Your faith becomes a light that others can't help but notice. Your testimony, Dave, changes things. Not your word. Not you say, oh, I ought to read the word of God, or you ought to go to church. Yeah. But then you stop and say, yeah, but you know what God did for me this week, Miss Tom? And you tell them what God did for you. And then they can't deny it. They can say, well, it might have happened. You say, yeah, but God did it. Well, you might have got that job. Yeah, no, but God did it. Amen? You might have got blessed with favor somewhere. You pray about that. Wherever you're going, ask for favor. Ask for favor at the grocery store. Ask for people with a kind heart. Amen? Ask for God to bring you somewhere. Right, Brother Mike? There, you can witness to somebody. I bet you've prayed that 1,000 times. So, Lord, bring me to somewhere, Donna. Miss Donna, you said, I want to witness to somebody today, Lord. Let me, and He'll bring you to those people. Amen? He won't waste your time with people that don't want to listen. Hallelujah. have ways to bring others to Jesus. I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you have ever said, don't raise your hand if you don't. How many said, Pastor, I've tried. Sometimes I get so discouraged. Sometimes it just seems, sometimes I feel like I'm wasting my time. Sometimes I don't even want to talk about it. Anybody ever felt that way? You're just discouraged. Now the good part. It's not pastor's words now. I'm going to read Jesus' words. Amen. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Whatever you do, do it in peace, love, gentle. Never compromise His word. Amen? And Jesus says, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. Amen? Other religions. Amen? People's religions will tell you you're wrong because their religion says it's wrong. Amen? Said you, well, there's no healing because our religion doesn't believe that. Well, there's no Holy Spirit because our religion doesn't believe that. Amen? They will send you in their church, they will tell you that the word of God is wrong. Amen? You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Hallelujah. You're going to give the testimony. Amen? You're going to give testimony to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, brother will deliver up brother to death. You look in the world and you tell me this is not true. And father his child. And children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. You see that, amen? And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, amen? You understand now that when you feel like you're discouraged, you're walking with the Lord, amen? You feel like now when nobody listens to you, that you're walking the way God walked. Are you with me? Your discouragement should be dead. You leave it behind you. Amen? Because God is telling you this. But listen, listen. You want further proof. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. And Jesus said, if they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, the devil, how much more will they call those of his household? Are you with me? If people have denied Jesus to his face, people, high priests, amen, Pharisees, Sadducees, people, scribes, who knew the word of God, amen, who knew the word of God, and they denied Jesus standing right there. They were this close to salvation. They were this close to saying, Lord, could you bless me? And no, they denied him. Amen? They're going to deny you. You've got to keep walking. You got to keep telling people. You got to. And every time something happens and you get discouraged, you say, you know what? Lord, I understand now. I'm going to keep walking. I'm not going to stop. Are you with me? Hallelujah. This book is, I'm reading out of the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes they just don't believe me. I don't know what to do. I just need to pray more. I just get just, it's so disappointing sometimes, Pastor. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, that he departed from there. And when he had come to his own family, amen, the people, his family, he taught them in their synagogue. So they were astonished. Amazing. Imagine that. Imagine Jesus coming into a church that didn't believe him, but they were astonished. And they said this, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Do you hear that? They didn't deny him, amen? They didn't deny who he was, amen? They didn't say everything that Jesus spoke was wrong, amen? They asked, where does this guy get this wisdom? Where does he get these mighty works? Even though Jesus was right, they were mad. Listen, is this not the carpenter's son? People said to me, aren't you an entertainer? That's Larry Ace up there preaching to you guys. Isn't he? He lived right across the street over here as a kid. I knew him as a kid. He went to Derby High School, New Irving School. Who is this guy talking about God? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about God. Amen? Bringing people to God. And I'm standing in a place where I grew up, and I have family who don't believe me. I have friends who don't believe me. Hallelujah. I'm standing on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Listen. They said, is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brother James, Jose, and Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not at all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And listen, so they were offended at him. When you try to tell things to your family and they get offended, I have something to tell you. When you're trying to preach to somebody and bring them the Word of God and you get offended, are you ready? This is so good. This is so good. I tell you this, welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. You and Jesus now are partners in this deal. Are you with me? Welcome to the family. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Okay, never. And I'm asking you this. I'm preaching this to you, but I'm going to tell you, my wife showed me a video this week. Two fellas in New York City, absolute different sides of the world as far as what they believed. I'll just leave it at that. And they started arguing back and forth about, and the Bible says, never argue with somebody about the Lord. Amen? Never argue. Try to tell them how you're right and they're wrong. Because you're gonna end up sounding like a fool. Amen? No matter what you think you know, you're not going to gain them. You're not going to win them. You're not going to persuade them. You're going to get in an argument. And Jesus says to be like a dove. So the second you start to argue, you're out of the will of God. Amen? Are you with me? Never argue with someone who you know will never believe. Let the spirit of gentleness lead you. Let your testimony speak for itself. The power, brother Art, of your testimony speaks for itself. The goodness that you do, that's your testimony to other people. Say, I want to be with Art and Gladys. You know why? Because they're fun to be with. They're nice people. I enjoy their company. That's how it works. Amen? That's the way it works. Thank you, Lord. This might surprise you, but there are people out there looking for a fight. And there's people out there that really don't care what you think. Amen? They have a thought, and they're looking for people they can fight with. They're looking for people to say, that offends me. And I said, well, then you offend me. Who wins then? Amen? But there are people looking for a fight. And this is in Matthew. I'm going to read this to you. And I read this. I want you to understand that Jesus doesn't pull any punches. Amen? He says what he says to make it very clear to us. Do not. Say that with me. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearl before swine, lest they trample them under your feet and turn you into pieces and tear you into pieces. Simply, they don't want to listen, amen? You meet people that don't want to listen. They'll tear up what you say. They'll talk bad about Jesus. They'll say anything so bad and despicable about your God to you, amen? They don't want it. The Bible says, don't give what is holy to people who don't want to receive what is holy. Amen? And let me tell you something. There are so many people who are yearning for what you have, Mary. So many people who need what you have. You will be surprised. You went to Guatemala and you built houses. You see people down there in the need of the Lord, so many. So you see people hungry, amen? Hungry for what you have. So if you start to talk to somebody and they don't, you say, okay, I'll go find, because the harvest is ready, amen? The field is plenty. The Bible says the harvest is, other people have done the work and they're waiting for you now, Brother Tom, to go and talk to them. Bring them to the Lord, amen? Are you with me? Hallelujah. And you don't argue. Said the words of a wise man, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. So you meet somebody, and his words are gracious. But the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness. Are you with me? This thing that my wife showed me the other day, just even though the other fellow was talking about Jesus and trying to talk about him, he ended up sounding like a raving maniac. just screaming and hollering. And both people, now if I was standing there and I didn't know either one of these people and I didn't know either one of these gods, I'd say, I got to get out of here. People are nuts. Because you argued with a fool, amen? And this goes in anything in your life. When you got somebody who really doesn't know, don't argue with them. Don't get yourself into that situation where if they're not informed, if they don't... I mean, I'm not talking about you disagree. We love sports. I love Jeter. We you know, all the things in the world. You want to discuss and have a lot of fun. But don't argue about things when somebody doesn't know. You can tell what they're talking about, amen? Now, I got brothers here who go bow hunting. And you guys will attest this. When I talk to somebody about hunting, I can tell right away whether they know anything or not about it. Amen? I can tell it right away whether they know anything about bow hunting. And I know right there's no need to go any further with this because they won't understand. Or they don't agree with hunting. And I know that there's nothing I can say to these people, so I'm not going to try. Amen? Don't talk to me. And it's the same thing when somebody asks you a question about the Lord. When somebody asks you a question about abortion, or they ask you all these hot topic questions, I want you first to do this. Take a breath, Karen. Because you got to know, why are they asking me this? And then you say, well, do you really want to know? Or are you just trying to push buttons? See, so you can tell in your spirit why somebody is asking you certain questions, amen? So take it back a step. And just let your spirit tell you, because people, hallelujah, are looking for a fight, amen? Hallelujah. Go from the presence of a foolish man. What does it say? Go from the presence of a foolish man. Does it tell you to stay? Does it tell you to argue? No, he tells you what? Hallelujah. When you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. And I'll read one more. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is in his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Amen? Hallelujah. So I tell you, don't stop, Jim. Don't stop. Whatever your dreams are, don't stop. Don't tell everybody about them. Don't let them put doubt in your head. George, the same for you. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't give up. Amen? Don't give up. We always say don't give up, but look up. Hallelujah. The fields are ready for harvest. People are hungry for what you have. Dare. Have the audacity to dare to dream. Amen? And have the audacity to believe God's word. And he will say to you, welcome to my world. Give him praise and glory, brothers. Welcome to the family of God. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. All about Jesus. He took the bread and he blessed and broke it. And he told his disciples, this is my body being torn for you. And they didn't know what he was talking about. You do, amen? You do. You know. And he said, here, eat and do this in remembrance of me. A prophecy that they didn't understand. And our victory. Hallelujah. This is the beautiful time for you and God to have a nice chat. So, Lord, I got some problems and I can't solve them. But right here in this church right now, as we're remembering your son, I want to talk with you. his wisdom and all the glory that God blessed him with, didn't have him. We have him. He told his disciples, this is my body going to be torn for you. I'm going to do this for you. Stand in the gap for you, for your sins. And he simply said, do this in remembrance of him in this church, in Jesus' name. Jonah, and I said, I believe. She laughed. I said, I take the Bible literally. I want to. I want every word. I want that to be in my spirit. I don't want any room for doubt. Some people doubt this. But he took the wine and poured it into a cup, and according to the book of Matthew, he said, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. Jesus. For the remission of our sins through Jesus. And he said, drink and do this in remembrance of him. He did it for us. He died on that cross for us. He not only gave us hope in this life, he gave us hope for eternity with those that we lost and our loved ones, that we will be with them again. Hallelujah. He gave us that hope and that confidence.
Complaint in this church is that I make you praise him too often. I said, that's a good thing. I want to keep doing it because it changes your life. Amen. And you're not praising me. You're not clapping for me. You're praising our Lord and Savior. Amen. It moves you to the next step. Never stop. God does things in our lives. We don't see them till sometimes after. You got to look back and see what he's got you through. Amen. All the things he's got you through in the past, sometimes you forget them. Hallelujah. That is God. That's why you come to church. Amen. You don't come here because you're afraid if you don't, you're going to go to hell on Monday. Amen. You don't go to hell for sins. You go to hell for unbelief. Amen. Yeah, I'm a musician's son. Jesus was a carpenter's son. Amen. But my heart is to bring you the word of God. And Paul said, preach the word. No bondage. Amen. God has set you free. And I will tell you one more time, welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.